Expedia and Visit Scotland invite you to come experience the beauty that awaits in Scotland. The sweep of wild coastlines, quiet lochs and untamed landscapes. Fresh cuisine that feels rooted in the land. Come experience the kind of stillness that stays with you long after you leave. Plan your Scottish escape today at expedia.com/visitscotland.
Ready to soundtrack your summer? With Red Bull Summer All Day Play, you choose a playlist that fits your summer vibe the best. Are you a festival fanatic, a deep end DJ, a road dog, or a trail mixer? Just add a song to your chosen playlist and put your summer on track. Red Bull Summer All Day Play. Red Bull gives you wings. Visit redbull.com/brightsummerahead to learn more. See you this summer.
Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with Montreal-based Juno Award-winning jazz vocalist Dominique Filimay. We get into her new 2026 album My World is the Sun and her life in the music. This project is the second part in a trilogy she began with Our Roots Run Deep in 2023 and reflects on her commitment to freedom, creativity, and spiritual dimensions through breathtaking vocals and stunning lyricism. She focuses on the very essence of the creative process as it reflects to her overall vision as well as a desire to create from a place of honesty and vulnerability. The sonic soundscape of the album weaves together jazz, soul, and blues. We cover the now, the then, and the future ahead. Enjoy this interview.
I'm also looking forward to getting into World is the Sun, your career in music, and everything that's going on. So thank you for taking a minute out today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. So let's begin our journey with this. 6 years ago, this pandemic was changing our lives, the world.
Yeah.
How did you get through that era, and how has it influenced the way that you create and live today?
To be honest, at first I felt relieved because I felt like I was on vacation because, you know, everything was going very quickly. But then eventually you realize, okay, this is not just a week off or 2 weeks off. This is a thing for real. And then hearing people dying, everything felt like end of the world energy.
Yeah.
It kind of reminded me on a global scale, something I had lived earlier when I had a burnout, because I used to be in a completely different field. I was working as psychological support for employees with children on the spectrum. And when I burnt out, it felt like everything stood still for a moment and I had to re-question my whole life. And as I was looking around during the pandemic, it felt like it was the same energy, but on a global scale where everyone was kind of going through that. And I thought it was very sad to see all the pain and the suffering and the disease everywhere. But on a conscious side, it felt necessary for everyone, for the world to reset. And I think we're still going through the turmoil of it all today in like a post-traumatic trauma that we had collectively that has allowed a lot of people to rethink what they're doing, to follow their passion and change their pursuit. So for me, it wasn't so much of a...
There's a new way to sweet green. Meet Wraps, handheld, hearty, and made for life on the move. With bold chef-crafted flavors, fresh ingredients, and over 40 grams of protein, they're built to satisfy without slowing you down. Try Wraps today in the app or at order.sweetgreen.com. Available at all participating locations.
Shock, because I feel like I had a similar shock earlier, but it definitely anchored me more in my creation and in the importance of art for healing, for connecting the level of disconnection that happened between people being physically separated, but also social media kind of forced people to communicate in a way, but we haven't used that tool properly yet. So all these topics really fed my creation and validated how important art still is when it comes to creating with intention and to have a purpose in what you're doing, why we're doing it, and the power of art, because so many people wrote me such beautiful messages of letting me know how it impacted them, how it accompanied them during that phase. So I was extremely grateful for that, and it just gave me more fuel to keep going.
For sure. So let's get into the new album. Talk to me about your vision. What were you going for? How does it feel?
It feels like the freest album and the one that sounds like me the most, that is the most authentic of them all. I always have the same process in a way where it's about creating as freely as possible, because this is my definition of jazz, and it's the definition that I've understood from the jazz musicians that I've listened to growing up. And the only difference that made it a step further is the fact that I used to use the process to create based on a topic or an energy or a thought or a color. And this time, the process became the topic. So it really put the process, it forced me to be constantly brought back to the how and the why in creating, and to keep that of mind awareness constantly allowed me to really dive into that in a deeper way. So I feel like it was the inner child having fun while creating with the global consciousness that kind of connects us all as artists, as human. There's definitely a feeling that there is something bigger than us that we just tap into when we're creating, and we're bringing down and translating them into frequencies with whatever intention is living in us. So that feeling was very powerful and very present while I was creating, which made the album coherent because of the topic, but also because of the connection to unconditional love. It's a gift from my mom. So the one energy that I was tapping into a lot and often was the teachings that she gave me about unconditional love, the fact that you can love everyone. You don't have to love what they do, but you can love who they are still as a person and as a soul connecting with another soul. So that energy was very present, and turns out that it led the album to become the journey of a day or a lifetime or a generation, where a quest for peace and freedom is also at the center, because that's what creation is. And it started off meditative. It feels like we're going through a day, and the reality of everyday life, the reality of the quest that we're on a daily basis or on a lifetime scale. And it ends up back into that desire to anchor myself and whomever's connecting with my music into peace and love always. It always comes back to that.
Yeah. So what are you hoping the listener gets from this album?
I'm hoping a listener gets whatever they need. I think the needs that we have as humans are often very similar. They will, on the deeper level, they will often be around feeling seen, not feeling alone, the need for hope, the need to feel loved and to be reminded that we are love, that we can carry that energy at all times, that they can be free, because I think as artists, whatever we do becomes an invitation for the listener to do the same, or even giving permission to others to do the same. And how freely I created, I hope it resonates with the quest for freedom that whoever has, the amount of love that I poured in, and my hope that someone is going to hear this and feel like, I needed to hear this, I needed to feel connected to that energy, is going to be something that just stays with them and that they can carry or come back to whenever they need it.
So talk to me a little bit about your journey into the music. How did it all begin? How did it take hold? How has it become this career?
I feel so privileged that it actually became a career, because it was not the goal at first. The goal was, as I burnt out, I was looking for anything that would bring me any kind of joy, because there was no joy in my life. I felt purposeless. I felt lost. Even identity-wise, I had associated myself with my job. So being stripped away from that left me, I thought I had found my place. I always wanted to do something that would help others feel less alone, feel supported, feel loved. So when I found myself stripped from that identity, I had to kind of focus on myself and how can I feel better, find anything that gives me happiness, and music was that thing. So music became a big part of my healing process. It just felt good. I would spend every night making music and getting lost in the process of creating harmonies, humming melodies, imagining a guitar in my head, and then singing what a guitar sounds like. So from that moment on, I started creating more and more because it felt so good. And I made a first EP because I didn't know what I was doing exactly, but I figured, I heard that an EP is like a business card. So I'm going to put it out there. And then I sat down and I told life, if this is the path that I'm supposed to be on, send me somebody because I can't do this alone. And from that moment, at the launch of that EP, my manager showed up and said, it was a friend from a long time ago I hadn't seen. And he said, I want to start a label. I would love to manage you. I know nothing about music, but I'm willing to learn. And from that moment on, we just started together. He asked me, what is your dream project? I told him I wanted to do a trilogy to retrace the music that made me vibrate the most growing up. It was jazz, soul, blues, R&B, hip hop. And the first thing he told me is, I don't think we'll be able to make you live off music because it's a very hard business. But if you're comfortable with the definition of success being linked to making art that is authentic, I can help you with that. I can help you get studios and all these things and make it physically exist. And that felt perfectly aligned with where I was in my life. I wasn't looking to make music to make money. I was looking to make music because it felt good. I had a job in a cafe that I loved. I could pay my rent. So I felt successful already. And from that moment, we just started this journey together that kept bringing more and more, I like to call them fam, like it's not even fans, it's like family, people who deeply connect with the music, who want to buy the vinyl because they care about holding music physically in their hands and going through the experience of putting it down and listening to an album from beginning to end, which is amazing to me since that's my hope and dreams in a time where there's playlists and they're skipping songs online. So
you thought this was your Run Club era. Turns out it was more of a thinking about Run Club era. The good news? Someone's marathon training is about to start. Sell your workout gear on Depop. Just snap a few photos and we'll take care of the rest. They get their race day fit and you get a payout for trying. Someone on Depop wants what you've got. Start selling now. Depop, where taste recognizes taste.
We were able to build it brick by brick, slowly but steadily, by only having partners that care about the human and care about the music and the art. So this feels like a privilege that I'm very grateful for and that I hope more artists get, because I do believe that if you had the support system as an artist to do what you want and to create from a place that is not scarcity, but rather your joy and pure passion, the art that comes out of it connects on a deeper level with people. And yes, it can take more time, perhaps, but it's worth it because the art will be there way after you're gone. So that's more important than making it on the conventional terms of having millions of people who might hear your songs on a playlist, but will not remember your name tomorrow, which is at least something I see a bit too often right now. So yeah, I blame Kevin.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. What was the first live show you saw, jazz or soul or otherwise, that moved you, that made you think, I want to do that one day?
It's a great question. Wasn't really into shows that much growing up because I would go to the Jazz Fest once in a while. I'm not a fan of being in a crowd. I feel very quickly overwhelmed. So I can't remember younger because it wasn't a thing that I would do often, but I do recall listening to albums. I would really connect with music by listening on repeat to albums from beginning to end and then focusing on one track for 2 days and repeating over and over. So Miss Education of Lauryn Hill, I've listened to it more than I can even fathom. B.B. King, the album that has Lucille. I remember being obsessed with Lucille. Etta James, Aretha Franklin, Erykah Badu, Manu Chao. I do recall, though, more recently seeing a French artist called Izert, who does kind of pop music in a way, but she did a piano voice concert in Montreal, and I didn't know her so well. And I remember starting the show. She started the show, and within 30 seconds, I was crying like a baby because she hit me in a place that it felt, it was unbelievable, the power of it. And it kind of inspired me and reminded me how powerful it is when an artist sings from a place that is just from their soul, really, that they're connecting with their heart. Like what we're hearing in the frequencies of their voice is their raw emotion, unfiltered. So that kind of reminded me of why I do this.
So at the end of the day, what gets you up every day? What do you love about creating music and giving it to people?
I love that it is the tool that makes sense for me to contribute to this world on a positive note, that it brings hope to some people, that it's part of creating the world that we want to see today, or to even have the conversation about it, knowing that that came later because I wasn't a fan of doing shows at first, but I learned to love it because I realized that there is such a privilege in being able to come physically in a room and for people to actually show up and give you their time, their attention, their money to spend a moment together. And in a time that is very divided, being together in a room with the same frequencies going through us with a common goal and purpose of just being together is part of a revolution in the times that we're going through and in general. So this is something that definitely makes me feel hopeful and that makes me excited about the future, because every time I get reminded that everyone in this room wants the same. We all want the same thing. We want a world where we can be together in a way that is healthy and that is loving, that is full of empathy and connection. So that is definitely what gets me up in the morning. And the fact that singing is a lot of fun. Music with friends, creating, it doesn't feel like a job. So this is a huge privilege that I have that I don't take lightly.
So at the end of the day, everyone has a perception of you. Family, friends, fans, everyone on the bandstand that you run the show. What's your perception of you? Who do you think you are?
I think I am an extremely privileged person on this earth who was given a tool that allows frequencies filled with love and hope to exist. And I think I am also very messy and unorganized sometimes, which makes it that having a team that is down to earth and able to make things physically happen is amazing, which is why I'm so grateful for them. So I think I'm just part of the whole, whether it be from humanity's perspective, and to do my job in this collective. And I'm part of a...
As the crispy chicken sandwich from 7-Eleven, people always call me loud. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm crispy. Did you expect me to whisper? If you want quiet, go eat some soup and reflect. Like, I know I'm a handful. I'm bold. I'm juicy. Throw some pickles and barbecue sauce on me, and baby, I'm a whole meal. And with 7 rewards, I'm just $4. Quiet? No. Crispy, saucy, and $4? Very. Only at 7-Eleven. Valid through 6/23/26. Participating stores only while supplies last. See app for full terms.
Bigger entity, even when it comes to being part of a team and a label and partners that allow that frequency to exist and to be shared with the world.
So if anybody wants to get a hold of the new album, download it. I know they can stream it everywhere, or if they want to catch you live, any of the good business, where do they go?
domiofficial.com. Everything's going to be on there, the okay. website. And yeah, or Ansel Records, the website too, has everything.
Okay, wonderful. This has been wonderful. Thank you so much. Great to meet you. Thank you for your music. Thank you.
Thank you
for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, so do I. Have a wonderful day, and I'll see you in Kansas.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give a bit of insight into the finest players and minds in Montreal, Kansas City, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. And thanks to Dominique for coming on by the show. If you want to hear more Neon Jazz interviews, you can find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to us on YouTube, and for everything Neon Jazz, go to theneonjazz.blogspot.com. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.